matzah svarim, koyrim behem echad l'shloshim yoyim, v'im eini yodea likrois goylulon, avalo yilmoy behem betchila, v'lo yikra acharimoy. And from there, the Gemara, may inyan le'inyan, ba'oysa inyan, got involved in a similar halach, and that is, hashoyl sefer Torah mechaveira. If somebody borrows a sefer Torah from his friend, hareze lo yishalenu la'achar. The halach is, you shouldn't lend it to somebody else. And the Gemara asked the kasha, tafka, if someone shoyl a sefer Torah, you shouldn't lend it to somebody else. Kan shon a rebbe, ein hashoyl, rashoyl ha'ashov, ein ha'soycher, rashoyl ha'asker. So the Gemara says, true, but sefer Torah, it's trichalei. There's a special chiddush in sefer Torah. Now the tema, I would have thought, nichalei le'inish, that the avid mitzvah b'mamoyna, kamash malon, that's not the case. The Ramah in Hilchas Tzitzis, this is in Simin Yud Daled, says the following. The background is, the Mechaber says that if you see your friend's talis and you need a talis, you're allowed to take his talis, put it on, and even make a bracha on it. The same is true, says the Ramah, for your friend's tefillin. If you see your friend's tefillin, you have to put on tefillin, you're allowed to take it, you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Says the Ramah, I will also lilmoid misvarim shal chaveiroi beloy daitai. But what you're not allowed to do is learn from your friend's svarim without his knowledge. The chayshino, because we're concerned, shema yikra oisam belimudai, that you might end up hearing it while you're learning from it, and as a result, this is something that you're not allowed to do. Meaning, you're not allowed to use your friend's sefer without his knowledge. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Prima Gadim that says, quote, V'ha'olam noyagin, kishamoytzim siddha tefila, oymachzer bebeis ha'kneses, shaloy k'noysoy k'dei lehispalaboy. The minhag olam is that if you're in shul and you see your friend siddha, or your friend's machzer, incidentally, once upon a time, the machzer was what we refer to today as the siddur, right? The machzer had everything that you needed for the whole year. But the point is, if you see your friend's siddur, you see your friend's machzer, the minig is that people daven from it. At Snez the Prima Garden, the any idea heter lizah. I don't understand what the heter is, the maishna siddur misvarim. What's the difference between a siddur and svarim? And if the Ramah says that you're not allowed to use your friend's svarim, I don't see why you'd be allowed to use your friend's siddur. Mishabur brings it without being malamed tzchus. He says, I don't know the eitzah for this. Meaning, svarim is upgrade you're not allowed to use. It doesn't even sound like it was ever the minhag to use somebody else's sefer. Siddur, that the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Brura quotes, observed the way people used to do. His lashon is for any idea hetel is a. I don't know what the hetel for this is. I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas he brings from some of the Piskei's manenu that tried being melamed tzchus on this minhag hatamua of the Welt, and that is that it could be, once upon a time, a sefer, like we mentioned during the daf, was a yikara mitziah, meaning they were very hard to come by. And as a result, if someone has a sefer or a siddur, and you're going to use it and you're going to tear it, it's going to come at a very, very big cost. But today, svarim are not expensive, and they're very, very shchiach and matzoi to come by. And as a result, it's not so hard to find a sefer. And being that it's not so hard to find a sefer, so because of a chashash, maybe it's going to be torn. And even if it gets torn, what already is the Grace of Hefset, it could be over here, you could be Mekel. Just to explain a little bit the chiddush that these poiskim are saying, the Magen Avraham, Alatar, here in Hilchas Tzitzis Siman Yudalit, on this Psak of the Ramah, he asks Akasha. He says, I don't understand. The Ramah paskins that if you see your friend Sefer, and you want to use it, shaloi midaitai, it's not something you're allowed to do because of a chashash, then maybe it's going to be torn. Freik the Ramah, what happened, Freik the Magen Avraham, what happened to the halacha of nichalei le'inish, the tiyavin mitzvah b'mamoina? And the truth is, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Lamed Zayin in Hilchas Pesach, where the Shulchan Aruch Mefurish paskins halacha based on that din, it's based on the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, that we say nichalei le'inish, the tiyavin mitzvah b'mamoina. So Freik the Magen Avraham, how come here you don't say nichalei le'inish, the tiyavin mitzvah b'mamoina? Now the truth is, we saw it already in our Gemara, because the Gemara said that if someone borrows a sefer, he's not allowed to be mashalit to somebody else. Now the Gemara was talking about a sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, it's pasha, you never let a be a mashal if you're a shayel. So the Gemara said, now the tema, I would have thought that this is different because it's a mitzvah. Kamashmal, and that you don't say nichalei le'inish, that the abim mitzvah b'mamoyne. What do you mean? Elsewhere in the beginning of Pesachim, we do say nichalei le'inish, that abim mitzvah b'mamoyne. Snez the Magen Avraham, the teretz is that when the chashash is a hefsin meruba, then we say nichalei le'inish, that abim mitzvah b'mamoyne. Then we don't say nichalei le'inish, that abim mitzvah b'mamoyne. When the chashash is a hefsin muet, all you're dealing with is a few shekels, so over there we say nichalei le'inish, that abim mitzvah b'mamoyne.
mitzvah b'mamayne. That says the reason the Ramah said that you're not allowed to use your friend's sefer shaloi midaita is because we're concerned for a hefsin meruba. I mean that we're concerned for a hefsin meruba. Al zeh lo yamina nichalei linish to have a mitzvah b'mamayne. If that's the pshat, it's poshut. So what the poskim are saying is that today, being that all it is a hefsin mu'ud, so now it falls into the gedder of Eirechayim tofla mitzayim, where you do say nichalei linish to have a mitzvah b'mamayne. And being that there is such a concept, there is such a principle, meaning the only reason the Ramah felt that this fell into the bucket of hefsin merubas, because that's the way it was once upon a time. But today, the metzius has shifted, and today already svarim, if you're going to rip it, no, you can always buy another sefer. Incidentally, the place can say, if you want to use a machzer, like the Mishnah Berurah says, and it's a fancy leather-bound machzer, which has the person's name embossed in it, I don't know. So then already there's a chash of hefsin merubas and a chanami, it's not going to be awesome. But stam to use a sefer, we are really, all your risking is a hefsin mu'ah, over there, it could be, it's not going to be an issue. But I just wanted to be ma'ir one ha'ara on this Ramah. That is, the Shulchan Aruch in Choshemishma Tzimin Reish Tzadik Beis Sif Chaf is discussing the halach of today's daf, that if somebody lends somebody a Sefer Torah, I'll lend it to somebody else. If somebody gives someone a Sefer Torah as a pikadoin, you go lalai every Yud Beis Chodesh, 30 days, Machloikis, Sumchis, Blazav Yaakov, the Chachamim, that's what's going on over here. And the Ramah, in a rather lengthy comment, at the very end says the following. If there's a place of Bittul Torah, she'ein Sfarim nimtza, where Sfarim are not so matzui, yuchaylim bezden lakuf le'echad lahashul Sfarav l'umoyd behen. Beznin has a right to force someone to lend his svarim, ubavad sheyishlum uloy, mashi is kalkul besvarim. As long as it's done on the condition that in the event that something's going to happen, you're going to end up making this person whole. So says the Ramah, even though there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of using somebody else's sefer, but if there's a matzav of bittul Torah, somebody has a sefer. And right now, people need it. And this person doesn't want to lend it. So yuchaylim bezden lakuf le'echad, bezden can force this person, lahash l'svarav, l'umay mehen. And again, just to take in this halacha for a minute, very hard to us to understand that today. But once upon a time, it could be you had a kehila where there was one bava metziah gemara. And if one person's holding on to the bava metziah and he doesn't want to lend it, so now no one has a bava metziah. And if a rav is asked the shayla, talk fukai, might see in or ain't might see in, or this mitziah of peiros mefuzarin, is it hareil shaloyah chayv la'achas, he pashit can't open up above a mitziah because he didn't have it. It was a major issue. So says the Ramah, ubimokim betol toyre shein asfarim nitzom, yichayim bezen lakov la'echa la'hashel sfar. If you take a look at the Goyen in Bir Agra, he says, what's the makar to this Ramah? He's been saying two gemaras. He says, k'moshim avur beperek dalo diksuvas tafnuna med alef, v'amrinan sham, Ksubis mem tes amid beis. He says, it's two gemaras. It's ksubis tafnun amid aleph, and it's ksubis taf mem tes amid beis. What does the guy mean? It's half of a fell. The gemara says in ksubis tafnun amid aleph. Hoin va'oisha beveisoi, vitzid kosoi o medes la. David HaMelech said this in Sefer Tehillim. Says the gemara, Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. There was a machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. What this pasuk is referring to. Chadam once said, Zahaloi mitoyer malam. If someone learns Torah, and then he teaches the Torah, say, he'll be zoicha to hoin va'oisha beveisoi, the Chadam, the other one said, it's referring to someone that writes Torah Neviim Uksuvim, and he lends them to somebody else. Chad Amar, Zehaloi Metoyra Umalamdo, the Chad Amar, Zehakoysev Torah Neviim Uksuvim Mashim Lacherim. Parenthetically, so who said what? One said, Hoin Ba'oshu Beveisai, Vitzit Kosai Madaslat, is referring to someone that learns Torah and teaches Torah. The other one said that it's referring to someone that writes Torah Neviim Uksuvin and is Mashin Lacher. Machloik is Rav Huna Rav Chizda. So we spoke this out once. Barichos. So Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Sefer Shem Oilam, so he says that Veli Nirin, I don't know for sure, but my heritage is that Rav Huna is the one that said, Hoin Ba'oshu Beveisai, Vitzit Kosai Madaslat, is the person that writes Torah Neviim Uksuvin, he's Mashin Lacher. He says, why do I think that? He says, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph, the Rav Huna once wrote 70 Sifrei Torah. Rav Huna wrote 70 Sifrei Torah. In Yerushalmi Kalayim Perikim Lalachat Aleph, Rav Huna is referred to as Safra de Sidra. That means Rav Huna was a Sofer. We're on to something. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Amid Beis that Rav Huna was an Oisha. That had Rav Huna become an Oisher, I don't know, maybe he wrote 70 Sifrei Torah and he sold them, right? It's a lot of money. That's easy math. But says Rabbi Ruma goes, it can't be. Because the Gemara says in Psochim Daf Nun on the base that the Anshe Knesset HaGdoilu were Bikshu Rachamim, that anyone that's Oisik in Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah, any person that's a Sefer shouldn't become a Gvir. So it can't be, he became a Gvir from there. So if he didn't become a Gvir from that, must be he had a Geschäft. But he's a Sefer. Must be he's doing it for Chesed. It means it sounds like Rav Huna himself is someone that is a Kosev Sefer Torah Nevi'im Muksuvin. And he's mashiva macher, because we know he's not doing it for parnasa, because he wants to become a gvir from that. Elamai is probably doing it for his chesed. No, if that's the case, he's probably you know derish mekayin, and he's the one that said that hoyva oishu beveisa. If it's a kasei a medaslad, zeh koisiv sefer Torah neviim muksuvim, right? He's poshed someone that's not derish not mekayin. He says if that's true, yesh loyim. The Gemara says my kon chafeim at aleph ki noch nafshe derafuna boy lo oisve sefer Torah apurya. They wanted to take a sefer Torah and they wanted to put it on his bed, and they made a big machok. Because he once said that it's not something you're allowed to do. Why punk Rav Huna did they want to put a Sefer Torah? Because Rav Huna wrote 70 Sefer Torah. He was Safra the Sidra. He was the one that said, that he's going to have tzedek la'ad from his avoider that he did. So right now he's going to the Olam HaEmes. So this is the time. The mitzvah is all in Babgleiten. So what they want to do, they wanted to put the Sefer Torah, but they made a machad. They said, because this is something that Rav Huna wasn't okay with. Another horror, parenthetically. So hoyn ba oyshe be vayse mit zekets emad so at khad amar maybe rafuno ze a koisef se fetoyra nuvim muksuf. What about the Talmud Bavli? Why se fetoyra nuvim muksuf? So the Urzarua the Urzarua says, and if you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Gimel of the Mechon Yerushalayim edition. It's page Shin Nun Tes. It's at the end of Masechtas Bava Metziah. So he says as follows, quote, you have to have this inside. For Hu Adin Sifrei HaTalmud. He's referring to this Gemara. He says, really, it's true for Sifrei HaTalmud. Oy Kolshken. He says, not just for Hu Adin. Meaning, it's a Kolshken. Shebehem Tluya Hayra. Because the Ikka Hayra comes not from Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. The Ikka Hayra comes from what? It comes from Talmud. For Hu Adin Naka Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. So why then did we say Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim? Mishum Debi Emeyem. Vayhoyu Koisvim Mishva the Talmud. Because in the times of who? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, they weren't writing yet Mishnah of the Talmud. Mishum de Dvar Mishabal Peh, also lo Ermin Bixat. Elo, Bimei Rav Ashi, Sherosh, Shenismatu Alevavois, because of the Talmud, that's when everything was written. So this is an Urzarua. We speak about this all the time. But this is an Urzarua that says that everyone thinks Rav Yudan Asi wrote the Mishnah. The Urzarua said it's not true. He didn't write the Mishnah. What did he do? He was Masada the Mishnah. He meant Kisoylus Nekiah, and he decided Vazel Zayna Mishnah, Vazel Zayna Breisna, but really the avoid of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wasn't to write the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was only Masada of the Mishnah. So what was the Mishnah written? Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Rav Nosson HaBavli, right, we said Rav Nosson HaBavli goes down as maybe the most underrated Tanakh, because it's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Rav Nosson HaBavli, the Gemara says, that together wrote the Mishnah. Ravina and Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. Really, Ravina Rav Ashi wrote the Mishnah also. Rav Yehuda HaNasi and Rav Nosson HaBavli, they were Masada the Mishnah. Ravina Rav Ashi, they made the Talmud. Who wrote the Mishnah? It's Ravina Rav Ashi, Bimei Rav Ashi al Kaponim. That's when the Mishnah was written. That's when the Gemara was written as well. That misses the Rambam and the Zakdama to Ziyad Chazaka says not though. He says before Rav Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnah, Dvarim Atikin Ve'in Kana Mokim Laharach. But either way, says the guy, what do you see in this Gemara? Hoin Va'oishne Beveisoi Vitzit Kosoyer Medeslot. That if somebody writes Sefer Torah, Nevi'im Muksuvim, it's considered stalker. Vitzin Kosoye Medeslat. So says the guy, and that's in Ksubas Nun Amidal. Now take a look in Ksubas Chavtes Amidbeis. The Gemara says in Ksubas Chavtes Amidbeis that there was a certain Yid that didn't want to give any stalker. And the Gemara says, Rava went and he forced this person for Apik Minei Dalit Mei Azuzi Litzdaka. He forced him to give 400 Zuzim. We've spoken over the years, why 400 Zuzim? It's the Gematria of Ayin Ra. You find this number 400. But the bottom line is that he forced him to give 400 Zuzim. In other words, we know Tzedaka is a mitzvah that you're allowed to force a person to give. Dem is a very big Chiddush. Tosa asks the Kasha here, he asks in above a Basra Dav Ches. We know that any mitzvah that's Matan Schar Bitzida, Bez is not allowed to force the person to do a mitzvah. And the mitzvah of Tzedaka, Kipaglava Davar Azez, the mitzvah is Matan Schar Bitzida. Tosa says, this love, and we always speak at the Mechus Chinuch, which is also the Avnei Meluim, Simenayim Beis, Dvorim Atikim. But the bottom line is, it's Nez the Goyin. You want to know Pshat in this Ramah, there's one Bava Metzia Gemara in the whole shtetl, and there's a Yid that has it, and he's not lending it. It's Nez the Ramah, Bezin can force the person to lend it. Why? Mishul Bittul Teir. It's something you're allowed to do. Says the Goyin, what's the Makar to this Halacha? Says, I'm going to tell you the Makar. The Makar to this Halacha is, Ksubis Tafnun Amid Aleph, and Ksubis Mebtes Amid Beis. And Ksubis Nun Amid Aleph, says the Goyin, Hoin Va'oshim Beveisoi, Vitzit Kosoi Amid Aslad, Zeh Akoisiv, Torin Avim Muksub, Machin Lachem. So you see, it's Stoka. And Ksubis Mebtes Amid Beis, and Rava Force from Nasim Barami to give 400 Zuz into Stoka. So you see, you're Koyfin on Stoka. So it's Pashit. That's Pshan in this Ramah. Pshan in this Ramah is Ksubis Nun Amid Aleph, Ksubis Mebtes Amid Beis. Half of a fellow Mamish. I'll tell you something very interesting on this Indian. On Hoin Va'oshim Beveisoi, and that is the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. This is an important Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's in Yoredeya. It's Tshuva Resh Mem Dalet. So the question that was asked to the Chassam Sofer was, there was a year that he passed away, and before he died, he took his Svarim, and he told this person that he trusted, I want you to take my Svarim, and I want you to donate it to a certain Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash, and I want this to be a Schus for my Neshama. Apparently, this person had an impressive collection of Sfarim, and he donated it to a certain Beis HaKnesses. This is what he wants them to do. So this Yid got the Sfarim. And Lamaisim, he went to the Chevra of this Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash, and they told him it's not a good idea to donate this Oitzer. The reason is because there's Ganovim, and it could be it's going to get stolen and lost, and, you know, we need to protect it, we need better security. You know, expensive Oitzer can be quite the Yerusha. And as a result, this Ish Mehemin was advised against it. In the meantime, the Sfarim was sitting and sitting, and this Kehila was doing a campaign. They were raising money to build a mikvah, something that they needed very, very badly. So they go to the Rav, and they told the Rav that, you know, we have these Sfarim, they're worth a lot of money. The person that left over these Sfarim wanted people to, in the meantime, no one's learning from these Sfarim. They were supposed to go to a certain base, a Knesset, and a base Medrash. You know what? Why don't we just sell this farm, take the money, macha mikvah, and like this year it's neshama, we'll have a schos, we built the mikvah. It's a very, very chash of a thing. So the Rav wasn't sure what to do, so he sent the shayla to the Maran Chassam Sofer, the Godfather. So he sends the Chassam Sofer, he says, what should I do? And the Chassam Sofer writes a whole shuvah, he says, let me explain to these halachas about, there's a mitzvah camp, the Vriya Mace component, there's taking Moed Stocker that was dedicated for one thing, for something else, a lot of moving parts here. So the Chassam Sofer writes the shuvah, and then I'm skipping towards the end. He says as follows: Umeyata benidin shalifonenu ein lacha mitzvah rabba. There's no bigger mitzvah milahamsi svarim loim detay than to make svarim available to loim detayra. Va'oisnit stocka b'chol eis ze hakoyse v'koynes svarim u'mashirin lacherim. Ain ksubas nuna maralef. You hear that, Knech? Not only someone that writes Svarim, but a koysev v'koynes svarim u'mashirin lacherim. V'tzit kosoy medes lad. And as far as I'm told, no one has in that kilo the Sfarim that this person left over. Meaning, if he makes his Sfarim available, it's going to be a game changer, disruptive in the whole Sfarim world, in that kilo where this person is. So says, let's say this person would have left over money. And he would have said, I want you to take the money, and I want you to put together, compile the most impressive Oitzer that the world has ever seen. It would be also l'shanois. Afal pidaloi shayach nikra shmoy olav. Even though it's not so much a legacy, because they weren't his svarim, it was just his money that was used to buy the svarim. Kol shken shehifris svarim shenikra shmoy olav. It sounds like there was some legacy component to this collection, right? This comes from the Pliny collection. V'loin eshnak shmoy. By these svarim being available and in circulation, his name is really going to have a zecher. It's an interesting thing that there's an idea for a person to have a zecher. Not just that your neshama is being geirim someone to do a mitzvah. There's an Indian of lo yimachi shmoy. There's such a concept. Lo yishtak shmoy, and people are going to know it's Pliny Svarim. V'yikara shmoy b'yisrael Pliny Svarim. That's a zach in it for itself. I think the Chassam Sofer is saying that. But either way, he says, eich efsher b'shum oifim ba'ilo. So he says, explain to me, how is it possible in the world v'shnuyeh l'mikfamayim? To swap it out for a mikvah, for a body of water. This is what Chassam Sofer says. And agam ki tzarchei tzibur mitzvah, ki heichi deloi litchi kupas oir, avu mikol mokoim, eino yelo mitzvah zuta legabi talmud Torah, ve'eni moitzi shum mokim lahateis. No way in the world. Says you're going to take money Svarim, that's this person's legacy, that you're being mamsi Torah and you're going to swap it out for a mikvah mayim. He says, no way in the world. Eini moitzi shum mokim lahater. And then he goes on to say, he says, I don't even understand the whole taina. What's the taina? Taina is this ganov. There's no ganovim. Nazach nishtop. Put it there. It's fine. He says, yeah, every now and again a sefer gets lost. Welcome to the world of oitzis svarim. It happens. It's part of it. It's wear and tear. You build it into your projection when you make an oitzis svarim. You know that there's always that guy. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, he says, this is not something I would be terribly worried about. And he brings a raya from another halach. And then at the end, he says as follows. He says, V'yodati b'nei Yisrael kedoshim. Ki gam anshe ki hilo no, ke moishe yoduli, kol anshe yureyim v'shleimim mechavim ha-toyr v'lam deo. He says, I know that this kehila is a kehila of mechavim v'toyr, the yureyim v'shleimim. And I have confidence that lo yachlifu be'er mayim chayim, be'bor mikvah mayim. He says, no way they're going to do this. Listen to these Lashonis. They'll never be machlef a ber mayim chayim for a bor of mikvah mayim. Hashem yazu lehem v'revach v'atzolo yamud mimokim acher. He says, they'll find the money to raise it from somewhere else. U'gmiri tzibur lo miyani. Ach yis'ashu v'yisbarchu b'chol chelam u'ma'otam. Yiyah kizayis hoidam. Either way, this is Adach Sam Sofer signed off. He says, no way in the world could you do this. He says, this he'd left over a legacy. You have to be Makayim his legacy. They're going to learn his Svarim. And this is absolutely what's supposed to be. But Al Kopanim, that's this Indian. If someone writes Svarim u'mashilam, this is like the biggest mitzvah in the world. It's a choshev v'zach. Mamish she'en kamoyum. So here's the horror. We're going to end with this. We have a lot of rate to leave on the table for tomorrow. But here's the horror. The horror is the Ramah said that if somebody has a sefer, and you see his sefer, you can't use it. Also to use it. You're not allowed to use it. His talus, you can use. His tefillin, you can use. But his sefer, you're not allowed to use. Why not? Shema Yikra. Ay nichale le'inish. It's a hefsim rub. This is something that's not okay. So my horror was, I think it's a shtark gara, based on another Chubas Chassam Sofer. It's short. And we're going to end with this. And that is, there's a halach, the Rama Paskas, and then the Pilchas Nachlas, that let's say there's someone that's a shoita. A shoita. So Bezin can go to the shoita's money and force the shoita to give stock. Says the Kesef Mishnah, why? Snok the Kesef Mishnah, the Efshel Loimah, Shatam Rabbeinu, Mishum Dismistoma, Kol Adam Nichole Lenevit Stoka Mimamoina. Every person wants that you should give stock from his mom. So the shoita, in Shuvas Chassam Sofer, Eurechayim Simen Beis, this is the second Shuvas Chassam Sofer. And incidentally, the Shoyal was Rabbi Yeshua Aaron Tzvi Weinberger, who's known as the Mariatz, one of the famous Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. His farm were recently reprinted in a very, very nice way. But the point is, this Shoyal, who was a Bacher at the time, he addresses him as Chvoid HaBacher. But Al Koponim, so he asks the Chassam Sofer, he asked the Chassam Sofer, the Kesef Mishnah says, Nichalei le'inish, the ta'avid stoka b'mamoyne. Everybody knows, we don't say Nichalei le'inish, la'avid mitzvah b'mamoyne. Now, if it's a small Indian beseder, but to give stoka, me, it sounds like, right, this is a decent dollar amount. So if that's the case, what's going on over here? So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to him a dover nifla. The Chassam Sofer says that if you medayik l'shoyne azov shal Kesef Mishnah, you know what the Kesef Mishnah said? Kesef Mishnah didn't say Nichalei le'inish the te'avid mitzvah b'mamoyne. He said, Nichalei le'inish the te'avid stoka b'mamoyne. He said, stoka is different. And he said, the reason stoka is different is because we know stoka is tatzo mimavis. I'll read it to you inside. V'nirli akesa mishna dictate. V'loi kosnav nichalei de la'avid mitzvah. Elo lisna'avid stoka dafka. Mishum desharei mitzvahs. He says, a yid does a mitzvah. Listen to this. Yesh tzadikim shemagi alem kemaiser rishon b'ilum hazeh. A yid could do a mitzvah. He doesn't know if he's going to get rewarded for it in this world. There's a concept of a tzaddik virali. How do you know if you do a mitzvah, you're going to be rewarded? Mashen kein stoka tatzel mimavis atzma. Viksiv b'chanuni no bezois. Umbutel enaso is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, if that's the case, when a yid gives tzedaka, ki ilu konu loy saim chayim l'rafo isoy. It's as if he just bought medication. He says, could be roi nichalei le'inish that the yavid mitzvah b'mamoyne. Or be nichalei le'inish that the yavid stoka b'mamoyne. Stoka is different. Because stoka is a sam chayim l'rapoisei. And when it comes to stoka, it's a whole different world. So this was the Torah. Torah is that the Ramah paskins that if you have a sefer in shul and you want it, you can't go ahead and take somebody else's sefer. Why not? Because it's aser. You can't be shoyl shalei midas. I nichalei le'inish. The Torah says that's only true when you're dealing with a davar gadol, but with a davar A davar katan, but if it's a davar gadol, that's already not going to be okay. But the all the raid that we just spoke out, pifrat the goyin who's coming from a ramah in chayshem mishpatzim in reiv sadik beis, that's his bezin has a right to force someone to lend his svarim. And said the goyin, I in ksubas nunam adalef in ksubas memtesam beis nunam adalef hoyim voyishem beis if it's kaseim at the slot. You see that some of the right svarim and he's mashal. The halacha is he's doing stock, and like the Chassam Sofer said in Reish Mandal Yeridei, you don't have to write it; you can buy it also. Akosif akoina. It's something that is considered stock. And in Memtesam, amazing Ksubis Rava Force Rav Nasan Barami to get 400 zuzun with stock. So we're dealing with stock over here. If you're dealing with stock, the Chassam Sofer Lishitasoi in Arachaim Simin Bey said that the Kesem Mishnah said Mefurish and the Vilchas Nachas that even though Loi Nichalei Linish the Tav and Mitzvah of a minor, but Nichalei Linish the to have it stuck in my mind, because stock is different. Because stock is tatsal mimavis. And we're dealing over here with a mitzvah, that's why. We're dealing with a mitzvah rabba. You're dealing with the mitzvah of stock, which the Chassam Sofer said is the biggest mitzvah shayim. A bare mayim chayim, you refer to it as. In contrast to the bar mikvah mayim. But the bottom line is, that's the art. You can't use somebody else's sefer. Why can't you use somebody else's sefer? Who doesn't want the schus of being a koisnev or a koine sefer? Umashiloi lacheret. And if the halach is that you can take tzedakah from someone that's poshut, not a bar das, based on the fact of nichalei le'inish the ta'avit tzedakah b'mamoyne, and says the halakha Chassam Sofer, that's not shayach to above a mitzvah chavtas l'mebeis, where the Gemara says, lo nichalei le'inish the ta'avit mitzvah b'mamoyne. Because mitzvah l'chod, you could do a mitzvah, you could be a tzaddik for rally, but tzedakah is always tatzal mimavis. That's a samchayim l'rapoisai. So why then would have, and the Rambam's not paskin that the way the goyim said in reish tzaddik beis. So why over here in Arachaim, Sim Yudal is a different. Tein l'chachem yech gemoyt. Beis Hashem, we'll do a part 2 on all this tomorrow.